Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In announcing the national security strategy for the United States under his administration, President Donald Trump emphasized renewed American leadership and renewed American strength. That leadership and strength will now be based on what he calls principled realism.
We face rogue regimes that threaten the United States and our allies. We face terrorist organizations, transnational criminal networks, and others who spread violence and evil around the globe. We also face rival powers, Russia and China, that seek to challenge American influence, values, and wealth. We will attempt to build a great partnership with those and other countries, but in a manner that always protects our national interest.
To succeed, said President Trump, the United States must integrate every dimension of our national strength, and we must compete with every instrument of our national power. The new strategy advances four vital national interests. The first is the protection of the American people, homeland, and way of life. That means securing America's border, including by constructing a wall on the southern border and ending chain migration.
In addition, our strategy calls for us to confront, discredit and defeat radical Islamic terrorism and ideology, and to prevent it from spreading into the United States. And we will develop new ways to counter those who use new domains such as cyber and social media to attack our nation or threaten our society.
The second vital national interest is promoting American prosperity. Economic vitality, growth, and prosperity are absolutely necessary for American power and influence abroad, President Trump said. That is why he is removing regulations that stifle business, championing tax cuts, promoting free and fair trade policy, and unleashing American energy. The third pillar of the strategy is preserving peace through strength, including by rebuilding and modernizing America's military. We recognize, Mr. Trump said, that weakness is the surest path to conflict, and unrivaled power is the most certain means of defense. Finally, the United States will seek to advance American influence in the world by forging strong alliances based on cooperation and reciprocity, and, while not imposing America's way of life on anyone, by championing American values without apology. With every decision and every action, said President Trump, the United States is rebuilding our nation, our confidence, and our standing in the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.